Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you're joining us from worldwide. I'm Sterling. It's great to have you back on the channel. This show is being recorded on Saturday, the 8th of February, 2025, and will be posted to all the channels on Sunday, February 9th, 2025. As always, these shows are provided for entertainment purposes only. All the information I share with you comes real time through my guides, angels, extended spiritual counsel, ETs, famous people from history. So for entertainment purposes only. Also, if you just remember to like, subscribe, share, hit the notification bell. All those things really help the channel. We look at these demographics on the channel, and almost 50% of all the viewers of this channel are not subscribed. So it'd be very helpful if you just get a moment. It's all free just to subscribe. Thanks very much. Going forward here, you know, we always look at questions from our community board. There are almost 700 questions this week for the show. My wife does go through them, screens them down. I think today we have 67 questions. And before we kind of launch into that, just a couple of quick housekeeping items. For those who need to reach me, just go to sterlingpsychicmedium.com. Look for the book session tab. Again, I think there are sessions available now in July, August, and September. And if you'd like to join our Platinum membership and participate in live streams on Fridays, and access to hundreds of videos as well that are for members only, you can join easily. There's a join button on the front page of the YouTube channel, Sterling Psychic Medium, as well as our website, sterlingpsychicmedium.com. So lots going on in the world. I know of the 67 questions we have here in the countdown, I'm confident we're going to address a lot of the things going on. Obviously, a great deal of interest in U.S. and worldwide political events going on. And so I'm sure we'll be able to address a lot of those going through these questions here. I am happy to say that at the end of last week's show, my team was talking about two additional airline aircraft incidents were going to be a problem. I'm here to tell you that those incidents did occur. So it looks like that's going to calm down in terms of aircraft. Airline safety is now going to start to calm down a little bit in the world. But so I'm happy to see that. And also sending out a love, light, and prayers to everybody affected by the airline and aircraft disasters that we've seen now in recent weeks. Okay. So on that note, let me jump ahead here. We'll go into the countdown for today's show, starting off with question 67. Hello, Sterling and team. As a federal employee, I'm very concerned that when EM and his team went through an unauthorized server incident, okay, in the Office of Personnel Management database to access the Enterprise Human Resources records, which contains birth dates, social security numbers, appraisals, home addresses, pay grades, length of service of the government workers. Our data has been compromised. Should we be worried that our social security numbers, et cetera, are now in the hands of foreign entities? What other nefarious means does he intend to do with this information? Well, you know, yes, unfortunately, this information has been compromised. It has been distributed. I have to tell you just straight ahead that this would be a difficult time and that this information has been compromised. However, it does appear that going forward here, our government's going to take some plans and implement some programs here to help stop nefarious use of that information. That includes in putting blockchain systems, those distributed ledger technology behind the systems. So, you know, it looks like as we get into the end of 2025, into 2026, we'll get some safeguards put in around some of this information. But yeah, I mean, for the time being, information has been compromised, unfortunately. 66, hi Sterling and team. Why hasn't EM already been arrested? Is there something in play preventing his arrest or other issues behind the scenes in terms of evidence gathering taking place? Well, I've always seen he's closely aligned with 47. And so because of that protection, EM is not going anywhere. So they're joined at the hip. There's a lot of mutual plans, nefarious activities going on nationwide and worldwide. So that's why EM has not been arrested. 65, if 45 is removed from office, does that mean that all the people he put in his cabinet and the important positions like FBI, national security, et cetera, do they lose their positions too? Yes, I mean, for all the appointed positions, when the new presidential events take place here, there'll actually be new cabinet members put in place. That's very true. Huh? 64, has EM or his team added something to the computers or government computers or buildings to monitor for a future hack? Yes, unfortunately, some of this technology, this malware, has been implemented in various server technology, but the government's actually ahead of it. So they understand the nature of the malware, how to stop it from being activated. So we do have some federal agencies working behind the scenes, intelligence organizations that are on top of this. So that's what I'm being told that, yeah, it's a problem. There's malware there, just like there was around the election. This will be addressed. 63. Hi, Sterling and team. I'm currently living in a Republican-controlled state that's rolled back women's rights, eliminated gender-affirming care, and book bans. Will the rights of Americans in red states be restored? And will those currently in power face justice for violating people's civil rights? Well, this is going to be a difficult time for the ensuing 4 to 5 years around a lot of red states. I do see a lot of the rights that were rolled back. It's going to be a bit of a chaos through 2025 as we get out into 2026. But I do see, a lot of all the rights being restored within 1 to 2 years here. But like some of the red states are going to be a little difficult for 4 to 5 years. So we've got to manage through this. We'll all navigate through this, okay? 62 in the countdown, with 45 and his oligarchs, right, moving our country to the extreme right. When they are removed, will our country remain further to the right, or will we be able to create a democracy with more compassion and inclusion? Again, this is going to be a rather difficult time period for about the next 5 years in terms of, far right extremism, all the things that led up to Project 2025. So it's going to take a while to unwind all that. But you're going to see progressively the nation moving more towards democratic people's rights overall. It's a difficult time. This is a transition period. And I talk about the three-decade reset that we're in all the time, 2020 to 2050, and we have pockets of like these 4 or 5 year event cycles where big changes are taking place. But we'll all get back to kind of center, so to speak, where everybody's rights will be respected. 61, hello, Sterling and team. When will Republican members of Congress start to reject 45's actions and vote against him? I do see this starting around summer of this period. You may see a little trickle of, let's say, GOP starting to kind of understand that what's going on in the nation is not helping the nation for the future. And it looks like by summer of 2025 here, see a lot of GOP Republicans starting, let's say, to reject 45 and start voting more towards universal rights and with Democrats, that kind of a thing. 60 in the countdown. Hi, Sterling and team. Do you see changes to real estate property taxes in the future? I do see many states are going to look towards trying to lower real estate property taxes within 2025. It might start the middle of the year and then more towards the end of 2025. I do see trends like that. Like California's done that for a long time. But I do see many states in 2025, say mid to late, kind of moving that direction to actually look for ways to lowering real estate property taxes. 59, hello, Sterling. 2.2 billion gallons of water were released from two federal reservoirs in California. 45 indicated this was for Los Angeles wildfire relief, but in fact, it was a reserve for farmers in Central California in case there was an extensive drought this summer. The water did not go to Los Angeles. Did this register with the GOP or with MAGAs? No, the MAGAs do not realize that this was a political stunt. It had nothing to do with trying to, move resources for the wildfires in Los Angeles, especially when you consider it's being done during, the rainy or the wet season in California. So no, this is a they don't understand it was a political stunt. 58 in the countdown. Will 45 revoke broadcasting licenses or funding for PBS and NPR? You know, I do see this taking place within a few weeks, unfortunately, but it looks like again this is kind of going to come back around, and so licenses will be reestablished middle to the end of this year. Yeah, so there's something difficult coming up for these, public broadcast PBS and NPR. I do see them coming under fire, so to speak, and trying to limit their broadcasting rights and pulling back licenses. So something's going on here, but remember, it's going to get restored, turned around within 2025. 57, if the FDIC, Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, is temporarily removed, will the failure of some small U.S. banks leave small depositors uncompensated for their losses? Yes, unfortunately, for smaller banks, this is going to be an issue. But it looks like for the larger global banks, it's not going to be an issue. So I tell everybody to be careful how you're handling all this. We don't give financial advice on this channel, on the show, but everybody, please be careful out there and mindful that FDIC is going to go through a little bit of a rocky period where they try to repeal it back and then it gets reestablished. Again, a lot of this happening within 2025. So it's interesting how much of a sea change I see here occurring in 2025. 56 in the countdown. Hello, Sterling. Large money contributions in politics is an ongoing huge problem that sways election results. Many countries have placed caps on political contributions and can't go above a certain amount. Will anything be done in the U.S. to correct this? I do see new legislation effectively handling this, but it's a ways out, like not till the year 2030. So that puts us quite a ways out, about 5 years. I mean, there'll be lots of discussions about it, but in order for any real results to take place, where actually the massive contributions stop swaying elections, looks like going to be out towards 2030 in this country until it really starts taking effect. 55 in the countdown. Hello, Sterling. Are the pensions of retired federal employees safe? Well, in the short term, again, here, there's going to be disruption and chaos. So there's going to be threats and, there's going to be some issues here, but it looks like it all kind of gets turned around and gets more sustainable and safe towards the end of 2025 into 2026. So a bit of disruption here, a bit of chaos before it all settles back down again. So the question is, are they safe? A little bit at risk over parts of 2025 here, but then all coming back around again, okay? 54, hi Sterling and team. What are some best ways to open and advance your spiritual gifts? I always say that one of the best ways to do it fundamentally is to develop the clairaudient side. There are eight clairs, right? But clairaudient is the one that we're all divinely given at birth. That's why children can hear their guides and angels or family members on the other side. So when you work to develop a clairaudient side, and there are ways to do it, that fundamentally then puts you on a track, a trajectory, a foundation for developing even some of the other clairs. 53. Will there be at least a few Republican members in Congress that will vote with the Democrats to help uphold democracy during this time period? Yes, but it'll be a very small number of GOP, something like 5 to 8 GOP members here, like around the Senate and even in the House. So kind of small numbers here, but it'll be enough GOP members to sway results, to put the votes into a more reasonable, rational, human-based category. Right? So all the things coming through here looks like about 5 to 8. 52 in the countdown. Will the US aid or USAID agency be restored after hundreds of employees have been threatened with the loss of their job? It's being held up in the courts right now, if I remember correctly. But unfortunately, it does look like a USAID or USAID, this organization, will be reformed and put into another organization within government. So have the same kind of functions that it has now, but kind of reborn into another agency. So there's a bit of a revamping going on here. By we get to the end of 2025, end of 2026 here again, you're going to see kind of it, that whole organization back on its feet in a way, but it's going to be reborn. 51, hi Sterling. I was wondering if we will ever see a global space administration where all countries work together to progress space exploration. Yes, but this is like part of what's going to happen towards the end of the three-decade reset. So you're looking more about the year 2050, when a lot of countries work together very collaboratively, and there are things like federations, right? Galactic federations are involved in working with many countries around the world. 50 in the countdown. Hi, Sterling. As the medical profession changes with the advances of artificial intelligence with regards to diagnostics, surgeries, medications, and medical technology, how do you and your guide see changes being implemented in the next 10 to 30 years? Will hospitalizations decrease? Will surgeries decrease in regards to early detection? Will people be living longer? Really kind of yes to all the above. The advances in artificial technology and imaging technology will mean that diagnostics will be much faster for diseases. Early detection will occur. This is going to reduce insurance costs, health costs, more rapid detection, and then handling of diseases within humanity. So all these things are actually, they're coming, and we're already on the verge of seeing a lot of this right now, especially early detection on forms of cancer using artificial intelligence technology, comparing trillions of pieces of data that allow, doctors to make very fast diagnostics. So all this is coming. It certainly will lead to longer lifetimes, longer lifespans for people, and that coupled with the genetic engineering, CRISPR technology, medications coming, all this collectively will really change the entire healthcare industry, the way healthcare is handled for humanity. 49 in the countdown. Will there be a class action suit or other type of restitution for EM having access to our personal information at the U.S. Treasury? I do see Congress and courts are going to facilitate a lot of lawsuits around this. This person's asking if there'll be a class action suit. A class action suit may start up, but for some reason, I don't see it getting a lot of traction. So it looks like a lot of the being held to be accountable will be handled by the courts and by Congress. So a class action suit per se, for some reason, for my team, doesn't look like it's going to get a lot of traction, get legs. There'll be other ways it's going to be handled. 48, there's a free app, mobile app called Five Calls, which gives clear instructions where and how to reach members of Congress and the Senate, and even has pre-programmed letter templates. Will it make a difference contacting Congress and senators en masse? I get yes. It's actually a very effective tool and one of many that can be leveraged here in order to kind of take action. So whatever's going around this app, Five Calls, I've never used it, but my team's saying yeah, it's like an effective tool and can be very helpful. 47, dear Sterling and team, what will happen if and when 45 begins refusing to uphold the court's decisions that will surely come down against some of his executive orders? So we're already seeing this play out in the courts. The courts are effectively going to be stopping and slowing down a lot of the executive orders, like the ones, for example, an executive order is trying to change the birthright as laid out in the Constitution. The courts are going to be very effective at slowing and stopping a lot of these executive orders. Not all of them, certainly, but thank goodness for the court actions and the way a lot of judges are standing up for what's right. 46, there have been a significant number of changes in attitudes in Canada, given 45's talk track of making Canada a 51st state. Do you see a shift away from the Conservative Party in Canada? I wish I did, but no, unfortunately, for some reason, there's still like a big conservative push I see going across Canada on many areas, despite the nonsense laid out by 45, like of Canada becoming the 51st state. Obviously, it's nonsense. But yeah, there's still I would tell everybody to be careful in Canada. It's just there's just some sort of a far right swing moving through politics. And I see it around the world. And I've talked about this even going back years ago, a big far right, like kind of conservative push I saw going around the world. So Canada is experiencing a little, some of that wave, if you will. 45. Hi, Sterling. Did President Biden and Vice President Harris know things were going to get as bad as they are for the American people when they stated peaceful transfer of power and left the U.S. in trouble? I get yes, they fully understood what was going on, but knew that they did not have the abundance of evidence and data and data science, and actually the what we call the digital footprint or fingerprint of what would happen in the election in 2024. So they understood that, but without all the substantive information and detail, they couldn't move forward. That's coming out very shortly. That's coming out. 44 in the countdown. Hello, Sterling. Many women will no longer be allowed to vote if 45's Safeguard American Voter Eligibility, or SAVE for short, Act gets passed. The legislation would require your birth certificate and name match your legal name. If you change your last name at marriage, you must obtain an updated birth certificate or passport, or as Project 2025 intended, married women must let their husbands vote for them. Will the Republicans get this passed? You know, unfortunately, I see this passing in Congress. This, you know, it's awful. But it looks here again, it looks like it's going to get reversed by, like, you know, the end of 2025. So real kind of, you know, we're all riding the waves, surfing the waves here of a lot of lunacy, right, that's going on. So everybody's becoming a surfer and didn't realize it, surfing these waves coming in. But it's going to get repealed and changed by late 2025, early 2026. So certainly before the midterm elections in late 2026, right? So it happened much earlier than that. It'll get back where this gets repealed. 43. Hello, Sterling. Will there be any accountability for all of Congress and the Senate that have done nothing while the government coup is taking place? Yes, but only a small percentage, unfortunately, of Congress. Looks like something like 10% of the members of Congress will be dragged into legal battles and be held accountable. Something like 10%, my team is saying. 42, do you see 45 shutting down the IRS and going to a sales tax tariff system? I do see he's going to try to do this, but be unsuccessful. So it's not going to pass the smell test. For some reason, other groups are going to say it doesn't make sense, can't fund the government. He's going to try, but I don't see he's actually going to try to do this the next few weeks, they're telling my team, but looks like it's not going to get traction and not go through. 41 in the countdown. Hello, Sterling and team. Will there be a cure for OSCC, which is oral squamous cell carcinoma, in felines, cats in the future? My cat currently has this disease, and I hope there is a cure to treat this affliction in the future for felines and all that are impacted. I don't know, I get like early detection for this, like 90% survivability. So early detection is an issue. What's this called? OSCC. I'm also getting, you know, although it's, you know, kind of rough on the system, radiation is still very, very helpful. But in terms of an overall cure, this is coming like about 8 to 10 years down the road with a lot of genetic engineering. So even though this person's asking about cats or felines, looks like for some reason my team is saying that maybe this OSCC also, I guess it's an oral, right? It's an oral carcinoma, also takes place in humans. So there's something coming up in 8 to 10 years around genetic engineering that also then helps felines as well. But in the interim period, my team, I guess it's important to say early detection and radiation and whatnot, like 90% survivability. Okay. 40. Hello, Sterling. I am a veteran. 45 has been trying to privatize the VA medical system. It would have devastating effects on the quality of care veterans receive. Do you see 45 being successful in privatizing the VA for enrichment of his oligarch friends? I see him trying to do this, but I keep seeing it blocked by Congress, oddly enough. So he may try to do it, and it just doesn't seem, he didn't seem to get the ball across the finish line. So that's a good thing. Doesn't look like the VA will be privatized. Looks like he's going to try. It just doesn't look like it ever gets across the finish line. Congress somehow stops it. 39, to what degree will our health care be affected once Kennedy takes over as Secretary of Health? You know, I do see access to a variety of medications will become much more difficult, longer approval cycles by insurance companies and doctors, elevation in drug costs. So, you know, there's a lot of backwards effects on our medical system and access to medications. So it's going to be a little bit of a rough ride over the next year or two, kind of around all of that. But it looks like in Congress, like in 2026 or late 2026, tries to put some safeguards in place to create better access to medications and pricing. So a little bit of a fight here on that. 38, will the tariff wars continue or will 45 back off quickly? I do see, unfortunately, some new Canada and Mexico-based tariffs coming up, but it looks like a ping pong ball kind of a thing. So it goes back and forth, back and forth. The numbers keep changing, and it looks like it's not going to have a bad long-term effect. I mean, it's going to create a lot of chaos in the media and a lot of strategy and a lot of fighting back and forth and retaliatory tariffs, and then they get stopped. So it's a lot of chaos going forward. But I think the question was, will they continue? Well, yeah, they're going to continue going back and forth in a dialogue, and but it doesn't look like they ever get real traction. 37, regarding the FBI, are 45 and Kash Patel, if he is selected, going to be successful in dismantling the FBI and firing everyone who helped with the January 6th investigation? Unfortunately, it looks like he is going to be able to get the resignation and or firing of a majority of people that are involved in January 6th investigation, even though many people were just doing their job. But it does look like for at least almost 50% or a little more of all these people that have been targeted, will either resign or be fired, unfortunately. It looks like, again, here, like in another year, let's say if they got fired, they'll have some benefits restored. So there's some like reconciliation there for things that were done out of malice. So I do see kind of a good result happening longer term here. But yeah, it's a good chunk of individuals that are targeted currently that will resign or be fired, unfortunately. 36, will EM be able to access Social Security and Medicare information? Yes, in fact, he already has. The information has been compromised. It's actually in the hands of some overseas entities already, unfortunately. I'm sorry to report. By the way, my team is saying that's why it's very important everybody take steps to protect your credit, to protect your financial well-being, change passwords, put freezes on credit across the bureaus. Don't have ATM cards connected to your banking accounts. A number of things here. So we don't give financial advice on this channel, but I think just in terms of the question that was just asked here. 35, do you see Mike Johnson losing his speaker seat? Yes, but not until later in 2025 at this point. Looks like later in the year, looks like there'll be a shifting in Congress and he will lose his seat. 34 in the countdown. When we cross over and join our loved ones and pets on the other side, will it be able to physically touch, hug, and kiss them just like we did here on Earth? Or will it be impossible since we will be in spirit form? Yes, you experience all of the same earthly-based physical interactions. You can on the other side. You're in an environment of pure love. I always tell everybody it's kind of interesting. Take a look at the movie, Robin Williams' film, What Dreams May Come. First half of that film is a very nice, articulate, good representation of kind of interaction in the heaven dimension. But yes, you can experience many of the same physical touching and attributes and things you had here on Earth in the heaven dimension. It's all very true. 33 in the countdown. The 45 administration was just hit with a massive lawsuit over giving EM access to the Treasury Department's payment systems. The lawsuit also calls for an injunction barring EM and the DOGE from accessing private data. Will this lawsuit be successful? Yes, it's going to be successful in stopping everything. I think it's already had an effect on stopping much of this activity. But the information, the data has already been compromised, unfortunately. So the lawsuits will slow everything down, and they are slowing everything down and limiting access. But unfortunately, a lot of the damage has already been done. 32, will there be a government shutdown because of no budget being passed by Congress? Yes, unfortunately, it looks like a couple of day shutdown. So some threatening thing going on here, and it does get shut down for 1 or 2 days or 3 days or something here. So there's a bit of chaos around the whole the budget approval cycle. 31. Hello, Sterling. On Tuesday, January 28, 2025, my husband and I had just left our home for a walk around 8:50 p.m. in South Central Wisconsin. We looked up and noticed a silent, rectangular-shaped aircraft flying right above our tree line. It was definitely not a plane, as it didn't have wings. It was black with shiny colored lights, but the most amazing part was the trail of gold it was creating as it flew silently above us. There were other reports of Wisconsin and Chicago that night, but the news said they were shooting stars or space junk. What we saw was 100% an aircraft of some sort. Would love to know what your guides have to say. This was a UAP or UFO belonging to the Palladians, and the gold streak you saw behind it, those are the effects. Well, it's actually a plasma effect created by anti-gravity propulsion systems. 30 in the countdown. What will happen to student loans and programs like that for public service individuals around loan forgiveness? So these programs will be retired and not reactivated for like another year to year and a half. Not until like there's a complete redoing here of the administration. So it looks like those programs will be stalled and retired and then come back in a new form. 29. What will happen to our national parks? Will they be protected? I do see a small percentage of the national parks will be sold off, like 5% of the national parks for some, privatizing and some personal gain. So there is some of the national parks are at risk in some areas. It might be around the Midwest or something here, about 5% of the parks. 28. Will we ever see term limits on Congress? Many of our political problems are due to their fears over job security versus doing the right thing for the American people. Yes, term limits will be coming to every aspect of our government within about 5 years. There'll be a lead up to that. We'll even see term limits, believe it or not, for the Supreme Court. Actually, going to put term limits on the Supreme Court. So, it's coming to every aspect of government. And this is all part of the whole reset that's occurring during this whole 3-decade period here. But term limits are coming. Yes. 27. Hi, Sterling. It looks like all of 45's cabinet picks will be confirmed. Do you see them all in for the duration of his short presidency? Will any of them make any huge mistakes that will out our or put our country at risk? So yeah, many of them will stay obviously in their position until the removal 45. So they'll stay in. Yeah, there are some major mistakes going to be made here by many of the cabinet choices that have been confirmed. Again, we're riding a wave here, right? A wave of a lot of chaos, and then like all waves, they come into shore and they settle down. But a lot of his picks will be in for the duration of the time that he is in the presidency. 26. Hi, Sterling and team. Lovely to see you back. Question: will there be a big earthquake in Greece by the island of Santorin? I do see some sort of a large earthquake coming in the third and fourth quarter of this year, and it looks like it's around Richter scale level 6. I don't think it's as high as a 7. Looks like 6.4, something like that. There is something coming there. A lot of activity happening there. 25. Is there technology in life after death? Yes, and it takes many advanced forms, like understanding how to move through wormholes and get through space and time and move forward into the future, and anti-gravity propulsion systems, moving through the universe. There's a great deal of advanced technology in the afterlife, in heaven, absolutely. 24. Will the new administration successfully implement an RIF, reduction in workforce for all federal employees? Yes, in part. It's going to get challenged in the courts. It's ongoing right now. But somewhere around one quarter, like 25% of everybody that would have been subject to a reduction in force takes the package or resigns or retires early, something like that. So it's going to be slowed down. The court's going to be effective at making sure that it's fair. I know I did readings on this in the past, and I saw that the budgets were not there. This offer that was being made to federal employees, I can pay them out through, I think, September of 2025. I just saw the budgets weren't there. This is kind of what they call a phantom balloon. This is like a mirage. So, but it looks like one quarter of the people are kind of be affected, about 25%. 23. Will the 45 regimen cause USA veterans hardship? Yes, like for the remainder of 2025, this is there's a bit of chaos here and kind of understanding benefits and slowing of benefits and things going on here, and then it'll all get restored. But it looks like within 2025. 22 in the countdown. Hello, Sterling. The names of six engineers who helped EM tap into the treasury all were 19 to 24 years old, and their names were released. What consequences will they face, if any? I don't see any real consequences other than maybe loss of their position, but it looks to me like they'll scapegoat out of this because they only were following directions from 45 and EM. So it doesn't look any real ramifications are coming for these younger engineers. 21, hello, Sterling. While everyone is distracted with insider hackers and EM and federal agencies, the congressional Republicans are trying to pass voter submission laws again. Now that they are the majority in both the House and the Senate, will they be successful or will it fail and it be blocked? They're unfortunately here again going to pass a number of like what I call voter suppression laws, but it looks like they'll be divvied up, they'll be carved up. So they may try to pass a package of like six or seven different like voter suppression laws, and only one will get through, and then it'll be reversed. So it's a big mess here. But yeah, some of the voter suppression laws will get passed. But by the time, for example, we get out to the midterms in late 2026, all this is going to get corrected. 20. Hello, Sterling and team. I am Canadian, and I am perplexed as to why Canada apparently fabricated a report that there was no election interference in the US election in January 25. What was the purpose of this action? So these were conservative efforts to discourage any further research into the actual election interference and the technology behind it. So it was a smokescreen to defer any further investigation driven by conservative elements. 19. Hello, Sterling. Will there be ever be a cure for or solution to the lung disease, silicosis? Here again, I get within 8 to 10 years, right? This is all, but this, I don't know if this is related to like silica dust or what this is all about. And it does look like there's a gene, again, not a doctor, but a gene connected with zinc or something here connected with getting this taken care of. So there's a solution coming up, 8 to 10 years, effectively like reversing the effects of silica dust or something here, and then using some sort of a gene extraction from like zinc. So yeah, it's coming. Okay. 18. Hello, Sterling and team. How do you see the US being impacted if the $500 billion project Stargate AI infrastructure initiative, backed by OpenAI, SoftBank, Oracle, and partners succeeds with up to 20 data centers planned for advanced artificial intelligence? What are the potential effects on job creation, US le AI leadership, energy demands, and competition with China? So Stargate will actually be one of several large-scale AI initiatives focused on large data centers using supercomputers. Stargate, for entertainment purposes only, is not very well funded. There's a lot, number of other initiatives coming up. This will actually, these projects will be kind of provide the foundation for a lot of new job creation in the US and even places around the world. Remember, AI is going to be involved in every aspect of everyone's life, every aspect from when you get up in the morning to how you travel to work, to your work experience, to airline travel. AI is going to be in every aspect of our lives. But yet, this particular project is one of many. It looks like the US will in fact, achieve a leadership position, artificial intelligence, in spite of even what's going on around the world in places like China. Yeah, a lot of good things happening here. But remember, this one, the Stargate, one of many initiatives going on. 17. Hello, Sterling. Can you please see if Social Security and Medicaid will be safe? Yes, it'll be safe through several revisions across Congress. And I do see, I've seen this before, that somehow they're going to change the way they calculate benefits, but the end result will be same benefits will be saved. It's going to go through kind of a car wash, if you will, full of how do you calculate it, who gets it, and in the end, it's all going to kind of be saved and come back to the same kind of numbers. 16. Will the federal employee resignation fork in the road effort be stopped, or will it be allowed to continue? So yeah, we touched on this a couple of times in this show, but it looks like it's going to eventually be stopped. And I think about 25% of federal employees are going to try to take a program or resign early, and they'll eventually be stopped because actually long term the budgets aren't there. 15. Hi, Sterling and team. Will there ever be a company in the future that directly competes with Amazon and can reach its scope and scale? For example, a company where the leadership puts the employees first over the almighty dollar. So no real US competition for what Amazon is doing. There'll be some global competitors like based out of China that will compete in the same space. But not a direct US competitor for what Amazon does. And that's because if you combine the entire e-commerce and services business, along with the large data center, AWS data infrastructure service that Amazon has, that gives them tremendous latitude and leverage over that entire business. So there isn't any other company coming up that will have the scope and scale for many decades in terms of what Amazon's doing. But there will be other world competitors, mostly based out of China. And actually they're saying in another decade there'll be one out of Europe that will do it as well. They just told me that. So okay. 14. Hi, Sterling. With EM now having access to our Social Security payment systems and veterans benefits payment systems, will he interfere with those? Well, he will try to slow down payments, but as I said here, it looks like Congress gets involved, and in the end analysis, it creates a lot of chaos. But everybody still gets maintained benefits; they still get paid. But it's just like creating a lot of chaos. So, in the end, no real loss in benefits in the end. 13. If the courts rule against 45 and EM, will they ignore the court's rulings? Yeah, they'll try to ignore the court's rulings, but it's going to completely slow them down to a crawl. So a lot of things they're trying to do, they'll be stopped, slowed down. So the courts are going to take a very good aggressive action. Many of the courts, and I've seen very optimistic things happening with the court's ability to slow things down, stop them in many, many areas of the country. 12. Hi, Sterling and team. Do you see 45 dismantling the United States Postal Service? I do see he's going to try to drag it down, drag it backwards, like a reduction in staff there for some reason. But it's interesting, but I do see efficiencies being increased as we get towards the end of 2025. So whatever he's trying to do almost like backfires and we get a more efficient operation. It's very interesting. Sometimes things backfire in a good way, okay? But I don't see him taking down the USPS, no. 11 in the countdown. Hello, Sterling. Why did the broadcast media channels not show the 50-state protest against 45's policies and Project 2025 on February 5th, 2025? Well, the real reason is that many of the broadcast outlets are far right-wing owned, okay? But what I am getting is that the information did get out there through print media or social media channels. So while the terrestrial broadcast or cable networks didn't show it, it looks like a lot of print media, even social media, did carry the story. So it looks like the information did get out there. 10. Hi, Sterling and team. Will the executive order that 45 signed this past week placing sanctions on the ICC, if they come after any American citizen like 45, have any bearing on the coming international charges? I don't see it has any effect whatsoever. And in fact, I see a large number, like dozens of countries around the world, standing firm and standing in concert around what's coming out, what will be coming out from the ICC, as well as a number of other worldwide organizations, that it's kind of a composite of all the information coming out as to how election interference occurred in the US and around the world. So it doesn't look like it's going to have any real effect. That is what 45 signed or put into place. 9. Hello, Sterling. Have you looked at EM's large-scale artificial intelligence computer project Colossus in Tennessee, which was launched in September 2024, which apparently is EM's AI program that wants to replace government agencies altogether? Yes, I've actually looked at this in the past. So this is all an NVIDIA-based supercomputer facility. Remember, I was talking here, there are many artificial intelligence, large data center projects coming up from a number of companies, private individuals. So this particular Colossus for EM, which is the project, is actually going to support a lot of EM's businesses. So I will go into a lot of detail here for entertainment purposes only, but I do not see it, my team saying it's not going to be used to, let's say, replace government or replace government agencies. AI is going to be used to enhance a lot of organizations and a lot of work product around the world. Obviously, it's going to even create efficiencies in government. But wh whoever asked this question, the Colossus project is not going to replace government. No. Eight. Hello, Sterling. The definition of reset is to start something over from the beginning. Will the Great Reset be the death of billions of people that will take civilization back thousands of years? Does reset mean better time for those living now, or for those born far into the future? Well, the three-decade reset that we talk about all the time in this channel, the years 2020, 2050, is a wonderful humanitarian reset, which involves the integration of many extraterrestrial species, new technology, space travel, medical treatment, diagnostics, airline travel. There's just a huge number of advancements occurring, not the least of which is the ability for many Homo sapiens sapiens, humanity, to be able to communicate with other dimensions, the other side, heaven dimension, for example, the way a lot of psychic mediums do it right now, telepathic communication. So the reset is all about the elevation of humanity. It's a huge reset. That really humanity won't see this kind of a three-decade reset for thousands of years. This really puts humanity in a whole different tier. So it's not actually the loss of billions of people, it's the escalation of really what Homo sapiens sapiens are all about, what the future means, integration with extraterrestrials, and how we're going to move this into the entire planet forward. So it's a good thing. Seven in the countdown. Hello, Sterling. Why is it that some people see spirits out of the corner of their eye? Why don't they just show themselves in front of us? So, I mean, there are two really big reasons for that. One has to do with the build out of a person's clairvoyant ability. So, for example, if you have a very high level of clairvoyant ability, that's one of the eight clairs, be able to see visually, you'll be able to see the other side very clearly. Secondly, the ability, for example, to see full-scale apparitions is also highly dependent on the spirit's ability to do that. It takes skill on the other side and a lot of energy for spirits to show themselves as full-scale apparitions. So what happens is obviously a lot of spirits running around, or people you might see, or your angels and guides, or your family members on the other side. It's a lot of the interaction ends up showing up as darting images or something you see out of the corner of your eye, because it's not a fully developed apparition, and or you may not have full-scale clairvoyant ability. That's usually what's around that reason. I'll tell you also, there's kind of another scenario where there are what they call black hat people or black hat spirits. They warn. It's like cautionary. So, for example, if an airline disaster is coming up or something that's be important for everybody to know, you might see a rushing shadow, what they call the black hat people. They're actually benevolent energy. So, kind of three different categories here to talk about. Good question, though, whoever asked it. Six. Hello, Sterling. The CFPB, Consumer Financial Protections Bureau, and one of the government agencies that have asked staff to resign with looming threats of mass firings. The agency is effective at protecting consumers from fraud and unfair credit and billing practices. Will the CFPB, or the Consumer Financial Protections Bureau, be able to stay open in 2025? Yes, I do see it staying open, but again, there's a disruption here for a number of months for some reason. Then it comes back around and gets restored. So there's a bit of a disruption for a number of months, then it comes back. Five. Hello, Australian team. With all the aircraft accidents happening lately, do you see airport closures and numerous canceled flights? Well, fortunately, we've gotten through a number of the airline crashes or incidents that my team had seen and was talking about. There were a number of two, incidents that happened this past week. I think one was the Philippines, one in Alaska. There's also a ground problem, Seattle SeaTac Airport. I think it was Japan Airlines jet. But because of reductions of, say, FAA personnel, it's actually going to slow down the handling of aircraft. You're going to see some airport closures and then reopenings. It's going to have, there'll be thousands of canceled flights. So, yeah, there are other effects going on here, but it's not just the aircraft or airline incidents. It's because of lowering of staffing levels of FAA, and that's causing strains on the overall system. Four, hello, Sterling. Christy Gnomes in the past has expressed her desire to terminate Native American tribes in 45's former administration. She has since been banned from entering Sioux territories. Since her recent appointment, she has targeted Native Americans for deportation. Will she be brought up on her discriminatory charges related to her attempts to target Native American citizens? No, I mean, unfortunately, she's going to get protected by a number of 45's colleagues and people in power. So there's some sort of protection going on there and isolating her from any congressional action or something like that. It's unfortunate, but it looks like the hateful speech and the dialogue we're seeing across a lot of this administration is going to continue. This is one example of it. Three. Hello, Sterling. For the last 3 to 4 months, my dog has been looking up into the sky over Northeast Ohio and ferociously barking at nothing. There are no trees, wires, or anything else that a bird or a squirrel could be running along, so I'm beginning to think that he's seeing extraterrestrial aircraft that is somehow invisible to us, but not to animals. What is my dog seeing? He's an otherwise calm, quiet, and solid, larger dog, not a high-strung, dog. He's actually seeing a cloaked extraterrestrial UAP, and it looks like it's an Arcturian ship to me. But yeah, remember, animals can see the other dimension, they have a dimension, they can see spirits, and they actually can see cloaked UAPs or extraterrestrial aircraft. Number two and number one, the countdown. I always take notes before we start these shows, so I'm going to share those with you right now. Number two, what do you see coming up this week? New data science released around 45's election interference coming from several worldwide sources. New efforts to shut down government agencies that will be stopped by effective court actions. New effective court actions to stop EMs' access to confidential information on American citizens in a variety of federal agencies. New struggles for allies in defending 45's policies concerning Panama, Canada, and Mexico. New threats by 45 to take over new regions of the world that will fall apart. New information coming out on plans for the Gaza Strip that will be supported by Israel. So, number of things going on, a kind of continuation of many things we've been seeing going on. So, everybody, buckle up here a little bit. We'll be surfing some waves here, so to speak. And number one, the countdown. Do you have anything your guides want to share? Make a promise to yourself and the world that you will never give up on fighting for what is right and truthful in this world. The future is calling you and counting on you. So, on that note, that concludes the show being recorded today, Saturday, the 8th of February, 2025, and it will be posted to all media, all channels on Sunday, February 9th, 2025. As always, you need to reach me, go to sterlingpsychicmedium.com, look for the Book a Session tab. Again, session dates available in July, August, and September right now. And if you'd like to join our Platinum membership, very easy to do, to participate in our live streams on Fridays, we answer a plethora of questions. Our Platinum membership join button is on the front page of our YouTube channel, Sterling Psychic Medium, or our website, sterlingpsychicmedium.com. So I'm going to send out a lot of goodwill and tremendous love to you and your families. Take care. I will see you all again very soon.